Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monkeys, bears, snakes, crocs, duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ben and Skin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Thank you very much, God. Big story out of the world here. Now, we've talked a lot about the local coyote epidemic. As we talked about yesterday, it's mating season for coyotes. So they're out to get your puppies.
Yeah.
They're out to get your dogs.
Yep.
They're out to get your kittens and maybe your children.
And they'll even eat those things, too.
Yes.
Or attack them.
Attack them. Absolutely.
But also mating season.
But it's also mating season for the next 4 or 5 weeks. Personally, we go out to Arizona for spring training first week of March, and I'm really excited that we're going to get out of mating season. You know, get out of here, because I think it's going to get wild and really ramp up towards the end of mating season.
I want to be in Surprise, Arizona, where all the really old people are during mating season. I don't want to be here where all the coyote action's going
exactly.
on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we talked about how they've been here, especially there's been a lot of stories up north where the coyote attack has been happening constantly.
That's where Shippy is going in his coyote costume very soon.
In Frisco at El Dorado Parkway. Had a little action in East Dallas. Heard about a little action near Dallas Country Club. I've been kind of tracking these stories.
Okay.
It did shock me to find out that a Florida man has been attacked by a coyote. He goes by the name of Ben Poole.
Ben.
And he...
Paused. I noticed you paused there.
Yeah, Ben Poole. That's his name. Ben Poole.
That's what I want to build in my backyard.
Yeah, me too.
And he lives in a place called Fruitland Park.
What?
And here's the audio of what happened when Ben Poole was attacked by a rabid and somewhat horny coyote.
Mm. And they're all back behind here.
Ben Poole often hears coyotes but rarely sees them. But Friday, at the end of a nice trail walk,
my dog and a coyote were standing face to face, fixing to go at it.
He was able to get the two animals apart. Then
he came at my legs first. I smashed him in the side of the head with the cup. He came back, I smashed him again. He jumped up at my face. When he jumped at my face, I stepped to the side, hit him in the side of the head. He screamed, went down.
Poole managed to get he and his dog up the street and home, but he says the coyote was relentless.
It was extremely aggressive. It did not respond to anything that I've ever heard, which was making noise and everything. The more I did that, the madder it got, and the madder it came at me.
Desperate times meant Poole got a gun and went off in his truck.
I pulled up beside it and was going to shoot it out the window because I didn't want to get out and fight it again. And when I did, it jumped up at my window at the truck. I rolled the window down, backed up, went 3 or 4 times at it, and finally I ran over.
No regret.
None.
Yeah,
do it again in a heartbeat.
The Pools figure the coyote population is only going to get larger, and they fear it's going to make it even more complicated. That's why they'd like some more support from state and local officials.
If I had been bitten, everyone would have been here in a heartbeat doing something. But since I wasn't bitten, nobody was going to come and do anything.
In Lake County, Dave McDaniel, West 2 News.
Hold on a second. Why is he attacking this coyote if the coyote's not biting anybody? It sounds like
he started
the fight with the coyote.
What was that coyote supposed to do, man?
He's like, so I punched that coyote upside its head, I punched on the right head, came back around with me to left, I ducked that coyote punch, and then I punched him in the gut 2 times. Then a combo left plattered him, got to move my elbow right in the mouth.
He's like talking about fighting it like it's a man.
He hit him with a coffee mug.
What was his dog doing during all that?
I know. This is a crap dog.
What a weak-ass dog. You know, the other thing about all this is I knew we were off to a great story when 3 words into his explanation he said, fixin'.
Oh, yeah.
That's
fixin'. I was fixin' to, because I knew that coyote was fixin' to attack
fixin'.
Me.
I'm fixin' to.
Yeah. And really, you could look at it as that coyote. It's mating season. It sees this dog. This dog is obviously not an aggressive dog, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's making a flyby. It's whale sharking that dog, trying to see what it's all about. You know, maybe stopping by with some coyote cologne. And all of a sudden, that coyote gets hit in the face with a coffee cup.
That's not right.
That ain't right.
That coyote just went to Big D Wave, was ready to rock and roll. And here is this dog that's like, I got a headache. And then is the owner's throwing coffee cups
The Big
around.
D-Wave.
Yeah. Right?
I don't think that's the company's name. But no, but also, no, I think it's a situation, though, where your dog, if you're a dog owner, just because it's mating season, doesn't mean this is some thing that's good for everyone. And
what do you mean?
You smoke a cigarette afterwards and go away.
You're saying your dog can't, you don't let your dog find true love? Or you're saying your dog
should. I'm saying what happens after the act.
What happens? You're saying your dog.
The coyote kills the dog.
No, it does not. It's not a black widow or like some.
Well, hold on, Ben. Uh-huh. You don't know that. You don't know that this coyote's not a black widow.
Yeah,
you haven't seen the news story. You just heard it.
You don't know that this kid, this coyote's husband is dead.
I'd like to blow us up the hype. I think this is fake news because
you get the audio.
I'd like to blow stop the hype because I believe what you're saying is you're saying that you're trying to perpetuate a myth that coyotes kill their mates after they mate.
They do.
If their mates are
dogs.
But
they're not. Yeah, not their lovers.
Good die, Mike.
Not their lovers.
Hold on.
But like their, just like casual encounter.
I don't understand what that means. I only know true love.
Not in the coyote world. They're all sluts. Chippy?
Yep.
Yep, Chippy's got some more on that.
Yeah, man.
Chippy, you're bragging about that. But
I don't understand why this dog didn't get in the mix, you know? And look, all I know is this. As a parent, I've been told as your kids get older and they start dating and stuff that the more you tell your daughter not to date the guy with the motorcycle, the more time she spends on a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
So if you're going to tell your dog who it can't fall in love with and who it can, that coyote's going to come back and meet that dog. They're destined to be together the more you fight it.
No, I think what the lesson is, though, I think we're getting carried away. You guys are taking the mating thing way too seriously.
No, it's very serious.
It's what's happening in mating season has got them all riled up, and they've become more aggressive and therefore more vicious if they don't get what they want. Mm. Because mating season for us as humans is 365. For the coyote, they got this 4 to 6 week period. They don't need anyone standing in their way.
It's a 4 to 6 week period of me too.
They don't need Florida man with a coffee mug standing in my way of my mating and my killing. Because that's what's happening. I'm telling you, when he got in his truck and the coyote was jumping up at him, it's a rabid coyote.
What'd that guy look like? Did he look like a Martin?
Ooh.
Wait, I mean, because I think
his name was Ben.
That's a good name.
That's a good start.
Really good point.
So perfect. Kind of sounds like a badass to me. What else can you tell me about him? I mean, because my point is this. If the coyote sees that guy as a mark, he's going to. But if a coyote sizes up a normal-sized human, it knows it has no business messing with a human. Coyotes, for the most part, are very skittish.
What's skittish?
I think not during mating season.
What do you mean skittish? Like frantic?
I mean, like they're intimidated. They're easily intimidated and
scared. No, they're not.
Scared off.
Yeah, I think they're getting pretty cocky.
Truck door.
Yeah, they're super cocky.
Did the coyote ever bite anybody?
Hey, look at me. I'm a coyote.
This one? No, it would have.
Never bit anybody.
That coyote was like, is that a stick shift?
It bit the jogger in Frisco.
Yeah.
Did they die?
She almost died.
Shippy's going to have to
bite. If her jogging partner was not there to rip the coyote off of her, she would have died.
So another lady.
She's going to hit her on the neck.
Another lady beat up that coyote?
No, she just pulled it off.
It was 2-1-1.
And the coyote was like, all right, I'm out of here. That lady had brute force. I mean, if a coyote. Look,
it's a numbers game.
I'll put it to you like this. You're talking about coyotes like they're great white sharks. And if two ladies are swimming in jogging suits in the ocean and a great white shark gets a hold of one of the ladies and the other lady goes, oh, no, get off Martha, and, like, punches the shark, the shark's not going to go, oh, my God, I got to get out of here.
I don't know.
The shark's going to go, great, I'm going to eat them both.
I don't know that the water to jogging trail analogy is on.
Yesterday's analogy was a Cornish hen, and today it's a white shark.
Man, I appreciate
your analogy.
Are you giving me an award right now? I appreciate you pointing that out.
This award for worst analogy.
Wait, what are you talking about?
See that guy?
Best analogy.
There's a great guy on Twitter that goes, actually, Ben, the analogy is a wolf to a coyote.
Pretty good.
I've already used that one.
So I'm going to keep tracking this. I'm telling you. And, you know, by the way, go ahead and feel free to text in. Is Ben right on these? Are coyotes dangerous? Yes or no? 877-881-1053.
Still a fan poll.
All I know is Corey Majors told a story about a coyote. He was in his alley.
It was a fox.
Huh?
I thought it was a fox.
No, oh, it was
a fox.
Stone cold fox.
A fox. Okay, a fox. That's even smaller than a coyote, isn't
it?
There
aren't any foxes his story around here.
I think he was talking about a coyote.
I didn't hear a word he said.
You think it was a fox?
There was a lot of orifices in that story.
You think he was talking about a fox? I don't think he was talking about a fox.
I think it was a fox.
I think he's talking about
Chippy,
a squirrel.
Do you think he was talking about a fox or a coyote?
Pretty sure it was a wolf.
Man.
Which is a coyote, so I guess I answered that.
Who could know?
He said that he was in his alley watching a rabbit run by and how peaceful it was. Look. There's a rabbit, and all of a sudden, a giant wolf jumped out and was going to eat the rabbit. And so he says he reached down and picked up a heavy stone and punched the wolf in the face repeatedly until the wolf ran off, and then he picked up the rabbit and started petting it.
I thought he hit it with a coffee mug.
He was trying to play the hero card.
I think he got his life mixed up with Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Well, that's why he kept petting the rabbit. He accidentally broke its neck.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like, what are you doing, Corey? You're too rough with the rabbit. He's like, I'm sorry. But I don't believe that story, and I don't believe any of your stories.
And now it's time for this, then.
I believe the shark story.
And now it's time for Ben and Skin's Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
last week we did the story on the guy who had been engaged to his... He got married after a year, got engaged after 6 months, and they had not ever had relations. They go to their honeymoon, and when it's time to do the stuff.
Yep. What is that? The coyote stuff?
No, just the, you know.
Mating season. Yeah.
To celebrate the marriage.
Sure. Yep.
And in the best way possible.
Yeah, well.
She discovered that... It's so loud in here.
Yeah, he had coyotes on.
She discovered that he had a tiny microbe.
Yeah,
micro pubes.
Not a microwave, a micro.
Tiny pubes.
A micro ween.
How is that microwave, Ben?
Did you say wing?
Ween.
Like he had a wing?
Like a goober.
Hey, can you speak up? Yeah. I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
What is peen?
Okay, so they go. And do the thing. Okay, so she finds out, she gets home, obviously shocked, went with it, goes on Reddit and destroys the guy. Okay.
Her husband?
Yes. She destroyed him.
Yeah, I read it.
You remember the story?
Yeah, we did it last week, but I didn't think it was real.
But, no, it was real.
Oh, okay.
And she just killed him. I mean, she basically, am I bad for complaining about this and never finding out? Is he bad for not, you know? Well, he gets hit up by one of his bros. He goes, hey, bro, old girl's calling you out on the interweb. He's like, what do you mean? Well, check this out. Pulls up Reddit. He starts reading it. Oh, my God.
What Reddit page is this?
My beautiful – dude, Reddit has everything.
But I like
– Reddit is the most vast – Reddit is more vast than the internet itself.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is, how did this guy's friend find this?
Like, because it became a story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it became a big deal.
So the guy's name was out there?
Huh? Well, no, but he put it together, so you could assume that he's seen it before.
I'd like to blow another stop the hype.
Thank you, Ben.
I don't think KT could prove that Reddit is more vast than the internet itself.
I'm blowing
because Reddit's on the internet.
Right. So,
you know what?
It's at least equal because it's on the internet.
You're right.
I don't know.
I'm going to use my one comment veto. I'm going to take that one.
Okay, good.
And erase it.
We're reversing
that. I get one per segment.
Yeah, I dump it.
Eye in the sky. Eye in the sky. Reversing that
call.
We'll
reverse that call.
Yep.
Reddit is so vast, though. I mean, it's more vast than the Milky Way.
Wait.
Huh?
That's interesting. Okay. What's more vast, the internet or the Milky Way? 877-881-1053. Quick fan poll.
Then,
it's a great
after
question.
He reads it, he's like, offended. So she goes back on Reddit and she says, my husband saw my post and says he wants to leave me and sue me.
So she won.
He's going to sue me for defamation of character.
He's going to have to whip that micro pube out. And
yeah, because I don't know how they... Because if it's only defamation of character if it's
not
false.
Right.
So they're going to have to get in a courtroom and let the judge get a look at that thing.
Right.
He says it's only a matter of time before someone leaks his name out to the public.
Gross.
He saw the post through an old friend of his who knew he had micropeen and saw on his Facebook he had just gotten married. Oh, man.
I'm not buying this. that you just said that Reddit is the most vast thing in the universe, and so this guy's friend randomly found the micropene story on this vast universe of information that's bigger than the Milky Way, and then took it back to his friend.
I think we have to consider that it could be someone local, because we talked about it on the air, so it could be a Tolo.
I just got married.
It's Scotland.
Good day,
mate. It's Scottish. So basically, she confronted him about it last week, okay? Or the last couple of days, and confronted him about it. And he was like, I knew you were going to leave me once you saw it.
Oh, man.
He needs to find some lady with micro womb.
I don't think you want to go with that.
I think I'm okay with it.
Find some old lady.
Well, she can be young. Her.
It's like a... Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.